Okay, cosmology, and it's about the, well, I'm kind of into the Mahabhutas and how this world is step by step manifested, and I'm now in the, somewhere in the mid third canto of the Bhagavatam, where all that is described. But then after, the senses, each one, hearing and touch and all that, seeing and enter there in the ahankara and tamagun, and all the elements and nature, I guess, is there. But then it seems, because later there is this description how we, individual living entities, appear in here and our senses are created and all that. So I thought maybe the first description there of the Mahabhutas and those, the ahankara and the modes of nature, is prior to us jivas actually entering there and opening our eyes and starting to act. We are still on the platform above. That Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, has entered and is creating. And it's said there over and over again throughout the creation parts of the Bhagavatam that things, at least sounding that, but for the purpose of manifesting this creation, whether it is for his own leela or to allow us to play out our leelas, Vishnu kind of accepts the gunas, appears as if he was actually in this world, but is never really touched by those gunas anyway. And this is important to establish, because I guess otherwise it opens up for Mayavad interpretations and whatever. This
you know, virtual way of looking at this world.
That it, and of course the way of the philosophies and scientific theories that would have it that this is all, this cosmos is a big mind and it's going on in a big mind. This is what we find described here. But the conscious observer, the mind, who collapses the wave function or whatever they talk about. Oh, probably that theory is weird. But anyway, that accounts for the role of consciousness in this cosmos, but also accounts for the objectivity that we obviously find in this cosmos. Then we have that here clearly described. I mean, at least that's one theory here. Either it's Garbhodakshina Vishnu or Brahma, I'm not sure, but I don't think there's anything against it being Garbhodakshina Vishnu, who then kind of enters into his own dream and then is there as Kshirodakshina Vishnu, who is the Virat Rupa, who is this world that we find ourselves in now, who is in every heart, in every atom, as you say. Again, doesn't mean is now controlled by it, but is rather the controller. But is here running the backstage work of this show that we that are players on or in. So that's my insights, or as I think they are, at least for the past few days, makes things pretty
clear, I think. The problem of solipsism disappears. Because the existence of any object in this world is not depending on me, little spark here, but of the sun, the original big source, God, conscious observer. Yes, if you put God as the conscious observer, and a lot of things, probably all things in quantum, you know, that was kind of appearing, enigmas and problems and this and that, questions that quantum physics raised, and which was raised anyway all the time, will disappear or be satisfied. Because you can have a cosmos that is well, basically virtual, manifested from and existing in consciousness, and that's the version of the Bhagavatam, because all this that we have read so far about the cosmology describes just that, what we have been saying here. It's clearly a process and development going on in consciousness. God expanding into all this and us and it's all the pastime.